Romans chapter 5. I usually like to start right away. You know what I said, I think is the way I teach these studies. I think about the way people look at the scriptures. And I know that sometimes I'm guiding you in a certain direction as I'm teaching the scriptures. There's no doubt about it. I have a particular agenda in mind. Now, we think of agenda as a bad word. It's like, he has an agenda! And I usually like to laugh and say to people that I wish I had an agenda because I'm not that organized. I don't have a literal agenda. I wish, you know, I probably should get an agenda and, you know, write out everything I plan to do, everything I plan to communicate, and all the things I want to accomplish. I don't really have that sort of a thing, but I do have an intent. And I said so in Romans, I intend to push the things in the scriptures that I see as missing and the things that are most sorely lacking. And it's the most basic things that goes back to the beginning of the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That very basic message that we need to turn from our sins. Except now, we're not at the beginning of the gospel. We have been informed of what it takes and how that is accomplished and how it may be accomplished in us when Christ is formed in us. So that little preface added, I don't know, I felt like I wanted to say something along those lines. Begin with verse 1 of chapter 5. And this is one book where I feel like the chapter breaks hardly really are even necessary except for reference purposes. But chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, referring back to the previous chapter, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Remember, he said, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Like Abraham, we are by faith believing that a child is going to be born. For him it was Isaac, and for us it is Christ formed in us. Which you cannot have Christ formed in you by law. Meaning, thou shalt not. It can't be done. Not by man. Christ was Christ. God formed him in the belly. We are just sinful men like other people whom God has chosen to transform. Now, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. God is going to transform. I believe that word in Romans 12:1 it was the same thing we use like for caterpillars, metamorphosize. Remember, I talked about this to someone. Someone actually mocked it. Well, you're a beautiful butterfly, huh? Yeah. Except it's Christ being formed. Or maybe it doesn't always appear yet. But there's something going on within everyone who is of faith. Inside that cocoon that no one can look into. No one can peer into. God is changing things. Working things. If you ever see a cocoon, you begin to see it move. You know there's something living in there. Something's coming out. And for us, that is Christ. I don't even know how, where I'm at in my life right now, I don't even know exactly how that comes about. You hear me? It's like, I haven't attained that much. Now the apostle Paul says not that I've already attained or we're already perfect, but he was talking about the resurrection. I haven't attained to where Paul was. I mean, I don't even know my proper place in the Christian church. I know I have an aptitude for teaching, but I'm too young to be an elder. I know other things, but I think that I'd have to have a lot more of Christ formed in me before I'd really be on par with any man of God that I know. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ hath made us free. God calls those things that are not as though they already are, because they will be. Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I quoted that in the last chapter, but to me, it's as essential to the gospel as anything you can ask for. It is the gospel. That is the promise of God. The Son shall make you free. Free from what? Well, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, I just rattle that off, but it's very important. I mean, it's very deep and important. You understand. If we do sin, we are servants of sin. We serve sin. But Paul said, and Christ said, that it should not be so in Christ. That he would make things different. He would make us free. And this says here, he stand in this liberty. See, he has given us a liberty to become free. To be made free. But do not stay in that on that road, so to speak. Stay in with that. Follow on after faith. Don't get entangled again, as he says. Don't get all caught up in the yoke of bondage, which to him was the law. And to me, really, it's a lot more, it is more than that. The things that it's whatever's binding people. The law, legalism, or even the sin that does so easily beset us. Because the sins themselves are also a form of bondage. Okay? Old ways of thinking. Wrong ways of thinking. I guess what I want to say, more than sin. Really, I didn't want to invoke sin, yes, okay. Sin is bondage. Okay? But it is the yoke of bondage. See, the law brings about sin. It doesn't bring about sin. What it is a yoke to sin. It keeps you tied up in it because of the nature of the law as a prosecuting entity. This law stands in prosecution against all man. It concludes us all under sin. It makes us all sinners.